It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. About 30% of Wisconsin's electorate is made up of soft partisans, people who are independents on paper but actually tend to sway a bit left or right. Recent polling finds that these voters could have a big impact on the upcoming elections. We'll get to that story in just a little bit. First of all, as the school year proceeds, we check in with our guest from the Wisconsin State Patrol about school bus safety. Yes, those yellow buses are rolling as kids go back to school this fall, and we need to start thinking about what it means when those flashing red lights are on. We'll start our morning this morning with a discussion of school bus safety with Lieutenant Carl Mittelstadt from the Wisconsin State Patrol's Motor Carrier Enforcement Unit. Lieutenant, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, and thank you, sir.
So, under state law, what does a vehicle have to do or have to look like to be considered a school bus?
It's a very good question. A school bus is our national glossy yellow. It is required to be yellow across the nation, and we do have, there's some things on a school bus that can be painted other than yellow, such as the black rub rails, things like that. It is required to be labeled school bus front and rear. It does need a stop arm, a crossing gate, a strobe light, etc. And a new law that came out in August of 2016 is the amber warning lights that are also required on school buses in the state of Wisconsin.
So what safety features do modern school buses have? I remember riding in school buses when I was a kid and, you know, was a bunch of fairly hard seats and slippery vinyl.
Yeah, there is no national school bus standard. So every state has their own standards for school buses, but they are amazing. They're truly built like a tank. They're built with all steel, the tops, the bottoms, the sides. They're all reinforced panels that are all riveted together. And like I said previously, the rub rails kind of tie it all together like a guardrail that works on a highway. It just brings the structural ability of that school bus all together.
So are there seat belts on school buses these days?
There are no seat belts. The state of Wisconsin does not require seat belts on our school buses within our states. There are a few states that do, but the premise behind it is compartmentalization. And compartmentalization of the school bus is a design concept of using tall seat backs padded with energy-absorbing construction covering all metal parts and spacing that is closer than what you typically find in a passenger vehicle. So the compartmentalization or the idea is a capsule that encompasses the child. So if it's a frontal or rear impact, those seats do protect the child in a crash situation.
What about side impacts?
Side impacts would be similar. The idea of a compartmentalization is to keep them within the seat area so that they don't get injured in the crash.
Okay. I'm assuming that all school buses get inspected. Who does the inspecting and how often does it happen?
Yeah. The state of Wisconsin, Division of State Patrol, does inspect every school bus in our state annually. We do approximately 11,000 annual school bus inspections per year. So each school bus that operates on our roads is touched by an inspector at least annually.
And what are you looking for when you do these inspections?
Yeah, some of the key points would be the required lights, braking systems, steering and suspension components, seating within the school bus, emergency equipment such as fire extinguisher, warning triangles, first aid kits, tires, emergency exit accessibility, crossing gates. This list is not all-inclusive, but does cover many of the most important inspection items. We do have Administrative Transportation Rule 300 that lays out exactly what items must be inspected on a school bus, and we do have an out-of-service criteria. So if a school bus is found to have a defect that does meet this criteria, we do place it out of service, and that bus cannot be used until those defects are corrected.
What about drivers? What kinds of testing do school bus drivers have to go through? How are they licensed?
Absolutely. Each school bus driver in our state is required to have a commercial driver's license, and they're also required to be medically certified or medically fit to drive that school bus. This can include a FedMed certification card or a term used 3030B is a medical review done by a doctor on a school bus driver. Each driver is also required to do pre-employment drug and alcohol testing and random testing throughout the year where they would go in through the random consortium and be tested.
Okay, so let's talk about drivers relating to school buses. So you're driving down the street, you see a school bus stopped and its flashing red lights are on. By law, what must a vehicle do?
Excellent question. The operator of a vehicle which approaches from the front or rear of any school bus which has stopped displaying flashing red warning lights shall stop the vehicle not less than 20 feet from the bus and shall remain stopped until the bus extinguishes the flashing red warning lights. Now, this does not apply to operators of vehicles proceeding in the opposite direction on a divided highway. And a divided highway is defined as a highway with two or more roadways separated by spaces not intended for the use of vehicular traffic.
Okay, so if it's a four-lane street and there's a divider in the middle and I'm going the opposite direction as the bus, I don't have to stop.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. And do we still find that people ignore the flashing red lights? Is that a problem in Wisconsin?
Unfortunately, yes. We do find cases where people do drive through the red warning lights on a school bus, and it can be for all different things. Maybe they're in a hurry, maybe that they're distracted, texting on a cell phone, changing the radio station. It all depends on the situation or scenario, but yes, it definitely happens. The fine for going through, if convicted, is $326.50, and 4 points may be assessed to the driver as well.
Sometimes buses use flashing amber lights when in motion. What do those amber lights mean?
Yeah. As of August 16th, 2016, all school buses with a chassis manufacture date of January 1st, 2005 or later must have amber lights installed. So it is possible if the bus is older than 2005, you may still see just the red lights. What this allows is a school bus driver to turn these amber lights on prior to making the stop to pick up or drop off a child. So what the amber lights do, it give a more of a heads up to all their traffic to say, hey, I'm stopping, use caution, do not pass me. It is legal to pass a school bus with amber lights flashing, but not recommended. Just like when similar to a traffic signal. Amber doesn't mean speed up and go through the intersection. The amber light on a signal means slow down, use caution. You're going to be the school bus or the vehicle needs to stop very soon.
So what about railroad tracks? We see buses stopping at railroad tracks, they turn their lights on for a moment, and then they proceed. Some people don't understand why buses have to do that.
There are certain vehicles in the state of Wisconsin that are required to stop at railroad crossings. School buses and vehicles displaying placards are required. So what a school bus driver does is when they approach a railroad crossing, they slow down, they stop, they activate their four-way flashing lights. Generally, they'll open up the driver's side window and the service door, and they will look, obviously, for a train coming before they proceed over that railroad track. And they do this just in case the crossing gates or the warning lights are not working. Just another protective measure for the occupants within the school bus.
All right. Lieutenant Mittelstadt, thank you so much for joining us and sharing these safety tips with us. We hope that as we're going seeing children back to school this fall, that everybody will pay attention to school buses on our state's roadways. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Lieutenant, Wisconsin State Patrol Lieutenant Carl Mittelstadt is the lead on school bus enforcement and education with the Wisconsin State Patrol. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman.